From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. This week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued its report card on breastfeeding in the United States. It recommends that newborns be exclusively breastfed for their first 6 months. Just a quarter of all babies are. In Florida, the number is even lower. Moms recently gathered at Tropical Park in Miami to advocate for breastfeeding. The annual event is called the Big Latch On. WLRN intern Lily Oppenheimer was there.
You should pat yourself on the back, mommies, because you are all amazing and you're doing a great job.
Under a tent, protecting bouncing babies from the heat, there were almost 100 moms breastfeeding their children. They had different paths to breastfeeding, and they came from all around South Florida for the Big Latch On.
Everybody!
At 10:30 a.m., they nurse their babies with thousands of other women worldwide.
We count the numbers and we send them in. Just an amazing event to really support and promote breastfeeding.
Sandra Lobeña is a certified lactation consultant and a midwife. She's one of the organizers. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends moms breastfeed for at least a year. For the World Health Organization, it's 2 years and beyond. Lobeña's grandmother came from a family of 14 from the mountains of Puerto Rico, where everyone was breastfed. But in 1962, when her grandmother gave birth in New York, she saw posters at the hospital promoting Carnation Good Start formula over breast milk.
The doctors basically would say, well, here's your pill to dry up your breast milk, and here's your bag of Carnation Good Start. So she even told me it was never promoted. It was something that, oh, no, you're going back to work. You're going to formula feed.
Lobeña says when she was born in Miami.
My mom said she tried to breastfeed. I bit her, and after, she stopped. Even though I was a few days old and I didn't have teeth, she was in pain, wasn't doing it in the correct position, and there wasn't anyone there to come in and help her.
She says she began to learn about the benefits of breast milk during her first pregnancy. She wanted to nurse, but had so many issues along the way.
I didn't know anything about positioning or how to latch the baby on, how to troubleshoot if I had pain.
Then she found the Miami-Dade WIC program's breastfeeding department. She called a helpline that connected directly to peer counselors and lactation consultants.
And I felt that if I had so many questions and concerns and I felt like I was alone, that there had to be a better way. And that really inspired me and empowered me to move forward in my career as a midwife and then eventually becoming an IBCLC.
An IBCLC, that's an international board-certified lactation consultant specializing in breastfeeding. Lobeña has spent 11 years helping women who might not know where to begin. Now she does that during free childbirth education classes at the midwife center she opened in Hialeah, called My Mom Glow.
My counters, please remember your numbers.
At the Big Latch On event in Tropical Park, Iris Elishme nurses her baby and talks about how this is a completely new experience for any woman in her family.
They are more into formula. It's quicker, it's easier. And I understand it's quick and easy, but I also wanted what's healthy for my child.
She says her husband supported breastfeeding from the beginning.
So, like I said, he made sure I had the resources, and he made sure I had friends that I can go to. He introduced me to people, and I got more experience and more advice, and it went on from there.
Another mom, Tess Buchanan, watches a marching band lead the breastfeeding awareness walk. She says she didn't breastfeed at first because she was a young mom and her family used formula.
Well, I had my 13-year-old and then a 6-year-old, and I wasn't really able to breastfeed a whole lot with them. The first one, I was way too young. The second one, I was under so much stress that I didn't breastfeed. So with the third one came along, I was very determined to breastfeed exclusively, and I didn't even want to give her a bottle. So 5 months and we're growing strong.
Denise Castillo grew up around families where nursing was normal. She knew early on how to troubleshoot and where to look for help.
Yeah, my sister has 4 kids. She's breastfed, and I've been breastfeeding my daughter for 19 months now, exclusively.
Over the last few years, a handful of South Florida hospitals have been transitioning to baby-friendly standards. No, that doesn't just mean being nice to babies. It's an official designation from the World Health Organization and United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. It means that hospitals will protect, promote, and support breastfeeding over formula.
It's about bringing awareness to the community and supporting each other.
I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.